Hope Solo, the villain. The trouble started in the 2007 World Cup when Hope Solo was benched in the semifinal in favor of Brianna Scurry. The U.S. women's national team lost 4-0. In a post-game interview, Solo gave her raw, unfiltered opinion, saying, quote, "It was the wrong decision, and I think anybody who knows anything about the game knows that. There is no doubt in my mind I would have made those saves." Solo was criticized for her remarks and for elevating herself while dunking on her teammate. In team sports, you just don't do that. You don't publicly air out your frustrations. You don't blame one person. Think what you want, vent in the locker room, and win the next one. Many of her teammates shunned her and decided as a group that she should sit out from the consolation game. Some consolation that is. But that was not the end of Solo's drama. In 2012, she married Jeremy Stevens the day after he was arrested for a domestic violence incident against her. In 2014, she was arrested for assault charges after an altercation with her sister and nephew. In 2015, her husband received a DUI while driving a U.S. soccer van with Solo drunk and complicit in the passenger seat. In 2016, after losing to Sweden in the 2016 Olympic final, she called her opponents, quote, "a bunch of cowards." And generally, many of her teammates thought she was a jerk. After being suspended for her comments, and likely due to the compounding issues throughout her career, the U.S. women's national team decided to terminate Solo's contract. The end. Many in soccer have commented on what a strange mindset it takes to be a successful goalkeeper. While the team gets credit for the wins, goalies often shoulder the blame for the losses. You're the only one allowed to use your hands, the only one back there between the sticks. It's kind of lonely. Solo had all the tools to thrive as a truly phenomenal tactical goalkeeper. But what she lacked was the compassion and diplomacy it takes to be a good teammate. In the end, she had to go. Solo.